Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Boundaries, Updated and Expanded. Edition by Henry Cloud is a practical guide to building healthier relationships by clarifying what you are responsible for and what you are not. Building on the author's long-running work in counseling and leadership, the book reframes boundaries as the everyday skills that protect your time, energy, values, and emotional well-being. Rather than treating boundary setting as confrontation, it presents it as a form of stewardship, defining limits so love, work, and personal growth can flourish. Readers are guided through common situations where limits break down, such as guilt-driven compliance, rescuing others from the consequences of their choices, and chronic overcommitment. The updated and expanded framing speaks to modern pressures like constant availability and blurred work lifelines. Overall, the book aims to help people move from passive resentment to clear, respectful ownership of their lives, using straightforward concepts and actionable steps that can be applied at home, in friendships, at work, and in faith communities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, what boundaries are and why they matter. The book begins by defining boundaries as the internal and external lines that show where you end and another person begins. This foundation matters because confusion about responsibility is at the root of many relational problems. When people do not know what belongs to them, they either take on too much, like managing another adult's emotions, or they avoid what is theirs, like owning their choices and mistakes. Cloud links healthy boundaries to emotional maturity. Adults accept responsibility for their feelings, attitudes, and behaviors while allowing others to do the same. The result is a more honest life, where yes means yes and no means no, rather than hidden resentment. This topic also addresses how boundary problems show up as burnout, people-pleasing, enabling, or chronic conflict. By clarifying that limits are not walls but property lines, the framework reduces guilt and fear. You can care deeply without being controlled. You can help without rescuing. You can stay connected without losing yourself. The core idea is that boundaries create the conditions for freedom, accountability, and genuine intimacy because relationships improve when expectations and responsibilities are clear. Secondly, recognizing boundary breakdowns, compliance, avoidance, and control, a major contribution of the book is its map of how boundary issues typically operate. Some people default to compliance, saying yes to requests they should decline because they fear disapproval, conflict, or abandonment. Others lean toward avoidance, withdrawing from hard conversations and responsibilities, then feeling stuck or victimized. A third pattern is control, where a person tries to manage others through pressure, criticism, or manipulation because they cannot tolerate uncertainty or discomfort. Cloud explains how these patterns can coexist in the same person across different relationships. For example, someone may comply with a demanding boss, avoid honest talks with a spouse, and try to control a teenager. The book emphasizes that boundary breakdowns are not just personality quirks, they are strategies learned over time, often reinforced by family systems, workplace cultures, or religious expectations. Naming the pattern is the first step to changing it. Once you see the mechanism, you can interrupt it by asking basic questions. What is being asked of me? What is mine to do? What will it cost? And what happens if I say no? This diagnostic approach turns vague discomfort into concrete decisions. Thirdly, the skill of saying no, guilt, pushback, and consequences. Many readers come to this book because they struggle to say no without feeling selfish. Cloud treats no as a necessary tool for a responsible life, not an act of aggression. This topic focuses on the inner barriers that make refusal hard, especially guilt, fear, and the desire to be seen as good. The book discusses how people often confuse love with agreement or availability and how that confusion fuels overcommitment. It also prepares readers for pushback. When you change boundaries, others may resist because the old arrangement benefited them. Cloud encourages anticipating reactions such as anger, withdrawal, or bargaining, and staying steady rather than over-explaining. Another key point is the role of consequences. Boundaries are not only statements, they are supported by actions. If someone repeatedly violates your limits, you may need to reduce access, change agreements, or stop enabling behaviors. The emphasis is on calm follow-through rather than punitive control. By practicing clear language, tolerating discomfort, and allowing others to face the outcomes of their choices, readers learn to protect their time and values while keeping relationships as respectful as possible. Fourthly, taking ownership of your life, responsibility, and emotional health. A central theme is that boundaries are inseparable from personal responsibility. Cloud argues that growth happens when you own what is yours, your feelings, thoughts, values, schedule, and choices. When you hand those over to other people, you may gain short-term approval, but lose long-term integrity and peace. This topic explores how healthy boundaries support emotional health by reducing resentment, clarifying identity, and strengthening self-respect. It also addresses the temptation to take responsibility for what is not yours, such as another person's, happiness, sobriety, work ethic, or spirituality. Doing so can become enabling, where you protect someone from reality and block their growth. The book encourages a shift from rescuing to supporting. Support might look like empathy, honest feedback, or practical help offered freely while still letting the other person carry their own load. Readers are also guided to notice internal boundary issues such as harsh self-criticism, impulsive habits, or inability to delay gratification. By treating the self as someone who also needs limits, the book frames discipline as care, helping people align daily actions with their deeper commitments. Lastly, boundaries in key relationships, family, work, and community. The book applies boundary principles to the places where pressure is most intense. In families, long-standing roles can make it difficult to change patterns like caretaking, triangulation, or guilt-based obligation. Cloud emphasizes respectful honesty and adult-to-adult relating, where love does not require surrendering agency. In friendships and dating, boundaries help prevent overfunctioning, unclear expectations, and the slow buildup of resentment. At work, the book highlights the reality that boundaries protect performance as well as well-being. Saying yes to everything can reduce quality and reliability. Practical examples include clarifying job responsibilities, negotiating availability, and addressing colleagues who offload their work. The updated relevance also fits environments where constant messaging blurs off hours. The book also considers boundary challenges in faith and community settings, where service can be distorted into chronic self-neglect. Cloud argues that true generosity is sustainable and freely chosen, not coerced. Across these arenas, the consistent message is that boundaries foster better relationships because they create clarity, prevent hidden contracts, and allow people to interact based on real consent rather than pressure. In conclusion, this book is best for people who feel overextended, resentful, or quietly controlled by the needs and expectations of others, including caregivers, leaders, helpers, and those recovering from people-pleasing habits. It is also valuable for anyone navigating difficult family dynamics, demanding workplaces, or relationships where guilt and obligation have replaced honest choice. The practical benefit is a clearer sense of personal responsibility. Readers learn how to identify what belongs to them, communicate limits without excessive justification, and follow through with consequences that protect their time and emotional health. These skills can improve daily life quickly by reducing burnout, increasing self-respect, and making relationships more authentic. Compared with many communication or self-help titles that focus mainly on scripts or confidence, Boundaries stands out for its integrated framework. It links limits to maturity, accountability, and real change in patterns, not just better phrasing. The updated and expanded presentation also fits modern realities of constant access and blurred roles. If you want a durable approach rather than a short-term motivational boost, this book is worth buying because it gives a repeatable way to make decisions, preserve peace, and build healthier, more honest connections. If you would like to support Henry Cloud, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.